Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vinny, the NFL owners meetings are going on this week, and we got a chance to hear from Steve Bisciotti, which we don't really get a chance to do much anymore. He used to have the State of the Ravens every year and stopped doing it. And I think it's to our detriment because he really is a good guy and a good speaker and very, what's the word I'm looking for, motivational. So he did talk this week, and he talked about his view of ownership. You know, I don't think he views it as life and death.
My strength is that I bought a hobby, not a business. I had been in business. I was successful at business. I took pride in that business. When I got into this, I wanted it to be an Uber hobby. And I think that it freed me to look at this next career of mine as not life and death, because I spent 20 years like everything was life and death. And so I have a partner and it's life and death for him.
Interesting take. When I met Steve Bisciotti, was at the AFC Championship game in 2001 in Oakland. And he came up to me in the locker room, and he introduced himself. He said, I'm Steve Bisciotti. I'm Art Modell's partner. And I called my photographer. I said, come here. Let's talk to Mr. Bisciotti. And he said, no. He said, this is Art's day. And that really told me all I needed to know about Bisciotti. But that's a refreshing attitude that he has. It's not life and death. He's been in life and death situations in business, and he just doesn't look at owning the Ravens that way. But the big news that Bisciotti himself made was that he gave John Harbaugh that contract extension. He had this to say.
Steady. I think we were doing a lot of the right things, and it's not a lot of work. It's just kind of, we knew it was going to come. It wasn't like a surprise, I don't think, to either of us. So, yeah, we're happy to have him for four more years.
Yeah, I felt the same way.
I did too.
When they asked Harbs about it when we were at that press conference, you know, he didn't seem like he was worried about it either, just because it was kind of, you know, it was expected. Yeah. I mean, it would have been totally unexpected to me if Steve did, just knowing how Steve operates and how he likes consistency and everything, and your team is getting better and you got a hell of a team coming up and stuff. Yeah, I thought it was a no-brainer.
I remember him at one of those State of the Ravens things saying, and this shocked a lot of us, saying we want to be like Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And he said they're consistent. You know, the window doesn't close there. We want to be just like them. And then you look up now and you look at Harbaugh, the second longest tenured coach behind only Mike Tomlin of the Steelers, and you can see where that attitude has taken hold.
See, I think what people don't, you know, because fans, they want to get on Harbs and do all that, but you know, when you've worked in the NFL and you worked in college football and you've had to hire coaches and stuff, and, you know, when you get one that gives you a chance every year, like you feel like you got a chance every year, you don't trade him out. And people will say, well, look at what John Gruden did with Tony Dungy. And I would say this about that. John Gruden won. Who's to say that Tony wouldn't have won the next year with those players? John Gruden won with Tony's players, all right? Tony's won Super Bowls since he left. John Gruden hadn't done squat since he left. You know, so I think Tony would have done just as well. So I think that having Harbs, you get consistency. You got a hell of a team. You got it every year, your Super Bowl expectations, every year.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because we have one more thing from Bisciotti that we want to play for you, and it's an obvious question about coming up short in the playoffs.
I don't like waiting 12 years,
no.
And yet I'm respectful of the fact that I've got partners downstairs that still don't have one. Impatience is good for you. I think it's healthy to a degree, because you know all of us still feel it, you know. And if I had burned through four coaches, then it would be completely different, because it's like, okay, now let's see what you can do, and now let's see. I know what we can do. I know that we work to put ourselves in position, and we all get credit for that. That's all you can do. And I hate it that every year you just have to start back over again.
Yeah, and I think listening to that again now, Bruce, his partners, what he talks about his partners, that's Eric and John.
Yeah.
That's his partners. So to me, I love that, you know, when you're talking about your guys like that. And, you know, he gives them security, but it's kind of like Eddie DeBartolo. Eddie let you do your job.
I was about to make that point.
And that's the thing that Steve does. Steve.
He doesn't meddle.
No, he'll throw in his 2 cents.
But that's all it is.
Yeah, and he may, you know, be a forceful 2 cents. He'll give his opinion,
yeah.
You know. And I think it's great. I mean, that's how Eddie was. Eddie wasn't involved, you know. Like, for the draft, he'd show up. He'd show up the day before the draft. And what are you going to do? And that's, you know, otherwise I didn't have a lot of communication, you know, game days and stuff. I talk to Eddie all the time, but I'm like, Eddie calling me every day? No, he never did that. Whereas Dan Snyder called me 100 times a day, you know, where it made it hard to do your job.
Yeah.
Whereas Steve lets his guys do their jobs and gives them job security. And what do they do for him? They provide a winner for him, because, you know, people want to come.
Yeah.
Because it's a great organization.
Yeah.
So players want to come. Coaches want to come. So I think Steve has got it going right, and for all the right reasons.
The best Bisciotti story I've ever heard, and I got this secondhand. I didn't see this happen, but it's hilarious. When he bought out the rest of the team from Art, okay, his first project was the practice facility. So he's got the plans. They hired an architect. Architect sent the plans, and Bisciotti looked at him, didn't like him at all. And so he called the architect, and he said, we're going to have to see something else. This is not what I had in mind. And the architect said, well, if you don't mind me asking, what's wrong? And he said, I'm not going to spend $30 million on something that looks like my elementary school. He says, you better wow me. And that's where the castle came from.
Which, yeah, because, you know, like when I was in San Fran, you know, when I was in the NFL at that time, it wasn't about having, you know, beautiful facility. Nobody in the NFL did.
Right.
You know, colleges did that for recruiting, and the NFL didn't. You know, in San Fran, I mean, we had a nice building. Wasn't big, but it was nice. Washington was kind of old, and, you know, I think they've, you know, fixed that up some.
Yeah.
But Steve's building is, like, spectacular. You know, that's like a college, like, recruiting-type building, because, you know, where we go, you know, I mean, we've been in the cafeteria and stuff, which is nice, and the people there are great, and the food was great.
Yeah.
You know, and where we go for the press conferences and stuff, the team meeting, beautiful.
First rate.
Yeah, everything's first class. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to do it right.
You know, you're talking about the way Bisciotti runs the team, and you compared him to Daniel Snyder. Let's also compare him to Jerry Jones, who takes a complete opposite approach.
See, I've never been in. Now, I'm guessing the Cowboys practice facility and stuff is spectacular. Never been in.
It's brand new, too.
Yeah, so I've never been in that one. I haven't been in any facilities as of late. You know, I've been up to the Eagles. I've been there. Theirs is nice. Not as nice as the Ravens, but it's nice. Their offices are nice and everything else. But, yeah, I mean, Steve Bisciotti he's a good owner. I mean, when he comes out to practice, gets in his golf cart, you know, and he'll kind of mingle around a little bit. And then he'll go stand on the field and, you know, shoot the breeze, you know, talk to Harbs and talk to Eric. And, yeah, I think...
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It would have been, you know, working for Steve Bisciotti, I'm sure, is a nice atmosphere and a good situation.
In 2006, you might remember this, Navy hosted Notre Dame at M&T. And that's when Charlie Weiss...
Steve's a big Notre Dame guy.
That's when Weiss was there and everything. Yeah. So the Ravens had to play the next day in New Orleans. And for those of us who worked the game, when I say us, I mean stadium staff, because I was announcing, they got us a later flight to New Orleans. This is 1 year after Katrina. So the plane lands about 10:15, and we get a cab to the hotel, and there's no place to eat. We hadn't eaten all day. There's no place to eat. And I'm looking around, and Bisciotti comes up to me. He says, "Hey, what are you doing?" I say, "Hey, Steve, how are you doing? What are you wandering around for?" And I told him. I said, "We're starving. We can't find any place to eat." He said, "Well, I can't help you there, but let's go have some beers." So we went up to the bar, me and Steve Bisciotti, and we sat there 2 or 3 hours. And I got to know the man so well that day.
Now, let me just say this. In New Orleans, you can find things to eat at any time.
1 year. You know what? I was telling people that. I used to work down there. Don't worry. We'll find a place to eat. 1 year after Katrina, nothing was open.
Okay.
Nothing was open. I do what I remember this, though. We went back.
Like those poor boys places
Yeah. They, on Canal Street, on one of the main drags, all the stores were still closed, but you saw these orange extension cords coming out of the front door, plugging into cash register. They're doing business on the street. You know, that's just New Orleans. It's... totally unique.
Now, you know what? The thing about that, too, Bruce, is like when we would play there, when I was in San Fran, me and Carmen Policy, who was the president of the team, we'd go running in the morning. So like 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, you run down those streets,
yeah.
You know. I mean,
watch out for vomit. You know,
and it smells like piss all over the place.
All the time.
You know, it's disgusting. And there's bottles, there's cups. And, you know, like you're running through stuff the whole way. It was interesting.
It's an interesting town, that's for sure.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.